Hey, Rolanda.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm excited to be hanging out with you, that's for sure.
No, me too.
I'm excited, man.
You're listening to Rolanda.
It's Ro time.
Ro, she said, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about, too, is that is going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
Rolanda, talk, listen, connect.
You're listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today, because I know you have a million things to do, but I hope that you're carrying me along with you, because today you're going to get some inspiration. If you are a young woman or an older woman, or guys, you might be able to relate to this too, but if you're somebody who's really thinking about running your own business and being your own boss, but you just don't know how to step out and start. You know, so many times we have these dreams, but we don't make them come true because we just don't take that first step. And most of the times, as Jody Prendergast, our guest today, is going to remind us, we get in our way. We get in our own way. It's us that gets in the way. Like, how many times have you, or maybe you heard a friend say, you know, I would start that cupcake business, but I gotta wait till the kids get out of school. Or, you know, I would love to take that voiceover class, but, you know, I don't even know if I could do that. Or I'd love to write that book, but, you know, I don't know if I'm that good a writer. We discount ourselves before we even start. Well, Jody's going to come along today and tell us that we are just enough right here. Just get started. That's the first thing. And the name of her book, which she's going to talk about also, is You're Boss Enough to Get Started, to Start Your Business. And so she's going to have some tips for us. She's going to talk with us about how to deal with fear. She says failure is a very important thing. She's also going to talk about, very transparently, about how you deal with it when people that you really expect to be there by your side and have your back are nowhere to be found. She's got some good tips for us, and I think you're really going to enjoy today's conversation. I actually met Jody when I hosted her awards dinner for her second annual Essence of a Boss convention in White Plains, New York. It was wonderful. Hundreds of women from all over the place came in a conclave for the Essence of a Boss. Everybody was a boss. It was Terry Witherspoon, who is a champion of the WNBA. Vanessa Simmons, who's Russell Simmons' niece, but she's a CEO and a brand builder of her own. There was Vivica Fox, who was there, who, you know, is all about her hustle in Hollywood and the rest. And we had such a great time. Women really coming together, meeting other women who are just doing it, y'all. It was a boss lady convention, and I would strongly urge you to go. Well, anyway, I met a lot of young people who I became a mentor to. I met sisters my age who were doing it and doing it well. And then, you know, it was just fun. Shoot, I made Jody my mentor because she is such a boss lady. Jody Prendergast is not only the founder of the Essence of a Boss Conference, but she's also an author. She's a healthcare executive. She's an entrepreneur, and she's a mom. She is currently the CEO and president of her own healthcare agency, where she delivers services to seniors and the disabled, and is one of the few minorities to own and operate a premier and award-winning healthcare system. Jody has extensive knowledge, and she's considered a leading expert in business management. Jody believes one can master any given venture. However, one has to be intentional and strategic in doing such. Jody's favorite quote, "We cannot change the cards we are dealt, just how we play the hand." Let's talk about the essence of a boss. I mean, what does it take in your eyes? And you're such a classy lady, very successful. You know, you've reinvented yourself so many times.
How? Yes.
What is the essence of a boss, would you say?
The essence of a boss is basically a woman that leads with substance. You know, every single day, there's going to be different obstacles that come the way, right? But it's how do we deal with those obstacles that kind of allow us to persevere? So the essence of a boss is that woman, that everyday woman that goes to work, be the entrepreneur they are, put in that 9 to 5 or 12 hour to become who they are. And the essence within that is how they do it. How they stay smiling, how they ensure that they are grounded and, you know, able to spread the love and able to, you know, open the elevator door for another woman to be as successful as them. So the essence is the substance of those who lead their everyday lives on their own standards. So it's really, really exciting to know that we were able to depict that within the conference.
Absolutely. You're listening to Jodi Ann Prendergast, who many of you might have seen. I was having a great time at the Essence of a Boss conference, and that was Jodi's conference, and now she's come out with a new book. It's called Boss Enough to Start, and it's all about mastering you, your business, and even beyond that. One of the things I was speaking with you about is the whole thing about reinvention and recreating ourselves and how we have to do that just to, you know, to stay fresh and to stay in the game.
Right.
You say sometimes the biggest obstacle to those kinds of important changes are ourselves.
It's very important for us to be able to know who we are. A lot of times we tend to run on our everyday lives without really discovering who we are. So it's important for that woman, that entrepreneur out there, to take time to know who they are and the power that is within them. When you know that, you will know when to say yes to something, when to decline on something, and when the right timing is possible for something. If you're not in tune with yourself, you cannot be able to get the success that's necessary. I'm very big on the power of you. You have to know you first before you're able to captivate anything else.
Absolutely. And when those times come, Jodi, when you have to say no, because that gets us closer to the yeses in our lives, you know, you really do have to know who you are and where you stand, because not all money is good money and not everything.
Exactly.
Doing.
Not everything is for you. So you have to know what's your niche. And my book talks about that. You know what's your niche, what makes you comfortable. What's going to make you smile every day? What's going to give you joy? So it's very important for us to know that. So as far as reinventing ourselves, when you find that you're stuck, you know, in the world of entrepreneur, because it's always changing, you have to be able to acknowledge that and start again. A lot of times we think that, okay, I've branded myself as this and I've done this and I've done that. But there's times when you just got to start again. And within the book, it tells you, you can try, you could fail, and you could be successful the next time around. You don't have to get it down pat one, you know, the first go. The first go does not have to be the last.
That's right. And I find that we have so many gifts in us that we haven't either dust off from childhood or haven't even discovered yet. And there's always that chance for a second and third and fourth act. In
Definitely. And even our first time around, it's just a learning experience. You know, sometimes you learn that, okay, this didn't work well the first time. So the next time I kind of will do this instead. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for us to be open to trying and failing, because if you don't fail, how can you be successful? You know, you have to fail first. Because
yeah.
Then if you fail at the first step, you could say, okay, then I'm going to do the second time better. And so it's very important.
When we come back, Jodi talks about the importance of mentors, being self-sufficient, and how to deal with people who aren't supporting you. That and so much more with Jody Prendergast in her new book, You Are Boss Enough to Start. We'll be right back after this.
C-Suite Radio. Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
They are saying this is a major public health issue that's facing American children. How we use all of this technology around us, not as babysitters, not an electronic babysitter, but how we interact with our kids while they're interacting with the media. I mean, gosh, I've been in TV, radio now, and we get blamed for everything, don't we? But it's like saying the refrigerator made me fat. You can't do that.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Hey, just a quick reminder to be sure and follow me in social media at Rolanda Watts. That's R-O-L-O-N-D-A Watts, W-A-T-T-S. At Rolanda Watts on Facebook, on IG, and Twitter, and LinkedIn. Just follow me everywhere. Check out my website at Rolanda.com, and you can email me at Rolanda@Rolanda.com. That's R-O-L-O-N-D-A. Now, let's get back to our interview with boss lady, Jody Ann Prendergast. You say be intentional, be strategic. I mean, what does your game or your war room look like when you're preparing to do something new? I mean, what do you do to batten yourself up?
Yeah, so for me, I am always writing stuff down. And I'm a planner. I believe that you have to plan, prepare, and position yourself for the success that you're looking for. So if you are going after a goal, you have to write those steps down. And after you write those steps down, what are the plans you're going to implement in order to allow those goals to be successful? And then after you have those plans, then you will know how will you position yourself to gain? Because then you could move strategically. Right? And that's the part that we forget. We forget that we have to really think about the strategic. How will we strategically approach a specific goal? And you find that you're your best when you actually sit down and think about that. And then you're able to find resources. And when you find one resource, you find that the next resource knows somebody, and then somebody knows somebody. And then before you know it, your goal is complete. Definitely have to be strategic.
I always say, wake up with a list, even if it's three things I'm going to do toward my goal today. I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to take a workshop. I'm going to watch something on YouTube. I mean, even if you look at how much is available on the internet, I don't think there's anything you can't learn to do.
There isn't. It's so accessible to you. Yeah,
absolutely. Or even online masterclasses, there's so much going on. You say it's good to also consult a coach or a mentor. Talk a bit about that.
For me, I know that I've had many mentors within my life. And if it wasn't for them, I would not be the entrepreneur that I am. I'm very grateful for that. Mentors have kind of walked the path already, you know. So for anything, they're going to guide you. They're going to tell you the do's, the don'ts. And it's very important that you're guided by, I would say, a veteran per se, that could, you know, I think it allows you to have a faster approach to your goals versus having to fail at it the first time. Mm-hmm. So having mentors help you. And not only that, but when you're failing, they're there to hold you. Because there are times within my business, I'll pick up that phone and I will say to my mentor, hey, today wasn't a great day. What do you think? And they will get me back to feeling like I'm able to move forward. You know, it's very important for you to connect with someone that could get you back to who you are. Mm-hmm. Because when you're out there every day, you tend to, you know, forget. And with the obstacles that come around, you have to know what's your foundation, what's your base. So mentors for me do that. They allow me to stay grounded within who I am.
Mm-hmm. It also helps with that fear factor too.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So with the fear, they're like, look, I did it. You can do it. Right.
Right.
And this is how I would approach doing it. So right away, you have someone that's going to hold you to say, look, you could do it, and this is how you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
So I love my mentor.
Who are your mentors? Are they business women? Are they an auntie in them? I mean, who are your mentors?
So my first mentor was definitely my grandmother. You know, she's mom for me. And so, you know, with that grounded type of attitude, that woman that hones her place in herself and knowing who she are is enough. She was my first mentor in knowing that.
Right.
And then my other mentors are corporate women who, for one, have been in my field. So I have healthcare mentors, I have doctors, I have funeral directors, I have lawyers, you know, so it's a big stream because with mentors, they're only as knowledgeable as the field they're in. So you don't have to subject yourself to one mentor. If you're in a certain field, you need to have a mentor that has done it before and they're there. So I have multiple women who I consider to be my inner circle.
Exactly. You know, I thought it was so interesting, Jody, when I was reading over your book, that you and I have something very in common. And I think maybe somebody else may, as who's listening as well. We're speaking to Jody Ann Pendergast today. Pendergast, not like Teddy. This is Jody Ann Pendergast.
I get that all the time. So that
I know you do. But listen, when they look you up on social media to come and get some good.
Right. That's all. He's the one who comes
right.
up. Yeah.
Or to buy the Boss Enough to Start book. I want them to be able to find you. But I wanted to talk with you because you were very, very transparent in talking about your relationship with your mother. And that you don't have, that you didn't grow up very close. And so how did that help shape you? Can you talk a bit about that? Because I think that I know that I've had a very strained relationship for my mom as well. But one of the things that you said is that you came out of it the strong woman that you are because you had to support yourself so much. So many times people don't have the people that they think should be supporting them most right there by their side. And so
right,
how did
definitely.
You overcome that? And I love how you flipped it around as I hope that I try to do too, and saying, maybe that's what I had to go through to be who I am today.
Yes. So basically for me with my mom and just talking about it, I still get choked up about it.
Yeah.
Is I learned that I had to be able to be my biggest cheerleader first before anyone is going to do that for me. So I was self-driven to accomplishing goals. I felt like I was pettying myself. Oh, my mom is not there, so I can't be successful in this area. And, you know, I had to see counseling. I said, no, I can't allow my life to be subjected about someone who felt that they didn't need to be there, right? I have a purpose within me, and I had to find that purpose. So I see counseling, and when I see counseling, I discovered myself and I discovered who I am. And my purpose here was to do what God intended me to do. And, you know, throughout my time in discovering myself, I found different pieces. For me, that happened to be healthcare. Mm-hmm. I get to help people every day. So I'm doing that every single day, which is fulfilling for me. But the biggest part about my mom that I had to get over was the feeling that I wasn't worthy and the feeling that I wasn't needed or I'm not wanted, you know, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I would have failed relationships because automatically I had this, you know, energy of, oh, they're not going to be accepting of me, you know. So I had to get rid of that. And once I realized that I am enough, and that's where my grandmother came in, she would tell me, you are enough, you are beautiful. And I had to get over that. And once I got over that, I realized that I was enough, you know. And I start becoming determined in accomplishing my goals, my dreams, my aspiration, and knowing that, you know, if I accept me, others are going to accept me. And I did that. And the world accept me in so many ways and other. My mom, I would say, I know one day we will be able to have that conversation. And I know perhaps this book, believe it or not, will have that conversation, because I know she will perhaps read the book and then she will probably understand. But there's a bigger thing within the book where, you know, it's a cycle per se. Sometimes you find that she herself didn't have her mom within her life.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So it's a cycle. It's a generational cycle. So she didn't know how to love.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I had to learn that I couldn't blame her anymore. I had to learn that, look, this is a bigger cycle. How am I going to break that cycle? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. I broke that cycle. I'm here. I have my son. And I try every single day to let my son know he is loved. Mm-hmm. You know, so that cycle is already broken because I'm standing in that purpose. I was sent to break that cycle, you know. So I am hoping that the book will help someone else. And I'm sorry, Rolanda, I did not know that about you as well.
Yeah. And when I read that, I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I see where a lot of that strength and you know, because you're known as the no nonsensical lady, you know.
and that no nonsense type of attitude came from that too, because I always had a barrier up, you
right.
know. I always had that barrier up of, oh my God, you know, they're not going to be accepting of me, or I'm not going to. And then I had to own that. I had to realize that I'm who I am.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. And you didn't let what you did not have, you didn't let it cripple you or stop you. You kept it going. And like you said, you
Definitely.
Became your own best mm-hmm. cheerleader. You could depend on yourself. You have, this book is just chock full of wonderful guidance tips. You've got 12 great tips here. And we'll let Jody share those tips with us in just a minute here on Rolanda On Demand. But first, can I ask you a big favor? I love it that you listen to my podcast, but it would mean the world to me if you would also subscribe. Hit that subscribe button because I want you to know when my next great episodes come out. Also, don't forget to follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts, R-O-L-O-N-D-A, at Rolanda Watts on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And check out my novel. Did y'all know I wrote a novel? It's called Destiny Lingers, and it's a good interracial romance suspense story. So please check that out as well. You can pick it up on Amazon and on Kindle, and the audio version will be coming out soon.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
But just what are your top, let's say the top five that if somebody's starting to start something new right now, you would say, don't forget whatever you do, do these five things.
My top five would be, you have to change the way you think. Mm-hmm. The minute you change the way you think, then you're able to accomplish anything. If you tell yourself you can't do it, you will find that you can't. If you tell yourself you can, you are going to accomplish that goal. So you have to think about who you are and change the way you think. I had to do that with my mom. I thought I wasn't the best. I thought I wasn't accepting. And I had to, you know, change the way I thought about myself. My next one was, you have to be able to reject the fear of failure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to win, you have to be able to accept failure. The minute you accept failure and learn to deal with failure, you will be able to be more successful. And right, my third one would be, you want to make yourself accountable, right? Because every day we go through life and we sometimes take wrong turns. So we have to be able to say to ourselves, look, that turn wasn't the right turn. Mm-hmm. Perhaps this way is best. Exactly. So we have to take accountability for exactly where we need to be. And then my fourth one would be to develop self-discipline. Mm-hmm. You can't accomplish anything unless you're disciplined. Your goals, you have to stick deadlines to them. You have to make them. You have to show up when you say you're going to show up. You got to follow up. So you, and there comes with a certain discipline. How do you set that discipline? You set your reminders, you send out emails, you make sure you stay on top of yourself. And my last one would be stay committed. Mm-hmm. Stay committed. A lot of us, sometimes we start and we just don't finish.
Right.
We just don't finish the race. And how are we going to know the end result if we never finish? So we have to stay committed, stay true to ourselves, our goals, and then everything else will come. And then we'll be able to master business and ourselves and beyond.
Well, listen, Jody and Prendergast, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And I know that my listeners have gotten a lot of good inspiration and motivation from you as well. Boss Enough to Start, is it out now? Can we order it? Can we go to the bookstore?
Yes, it is definitely out. It's out on Amazon. It is also in Barnes & Noble, and it will be in Target soon. So definitely, you could also go to the website, www.bossenoughtostart.com, and you should be able to get all the ports of where the book is host.
That's right. And listen, if you're lucky enough, you can hang out with Jody and probably me too, because I love that conference. at the Essence of a Boss conference, keep an ear to the ground for that one, because I tell you what, if you're a young entrepreneur, young woman, that is the place to be. You know, I am still talking to the girls that I met there. Those are my girls.
Oh, yeah. And they just call you Auntie Ro.
Auntie Ro. I got little mentees and mentors and good friends and good sisters and good girlfriends like you. Jody, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Roland. And it was a pleasure having you with us.
Well, listen, I'll be back.
Yes, definitely.
Let me know if I can help you again, for sure. I just really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Okay,
thanks again. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't go away. I'll be right back after this.
C-Suite Radio.
Bold Radio. It's Rolanda.
Before you make a commitment to live together, to get married, this sex thing about waiting for, you know, on the third date, it's mandatory almost.
With dinner.
That's right, exactly. So my take on that is you become sexual when you want to complicate the relationship.
Ooh!
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Been listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watson. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. Please also subscribe so you can be alerted of some of my new episodes coming up. And I just want to say thank you again. I hope you got some really good stuff from my buddy Jody. She's just such a dynamite lady, and I'm sure there's some things in there that may have inspired you. I love what she was saying about us getting mentors. I love what she says about us knowing that we're already enough. All we have to do is get started. And she also was very transparent about how sometimes the support where you expect it doesn't always come, but it makes you a stronger person and one that you can depend upon yourself. Also, she says you have to fail, and feeling a little fear is sometimes okay. These were some great tips and great takeaways from Jody. You are listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I hope you subscribe right now so that you can hear the next episode coming up real soon. Be sure to follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts, and that's RolandaWatts, at Rolanda Watts on Facebook, IG, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can also email me at Rolanda@Rolanda.com. Enjoy the rest of your day and go out there and do something good.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.